As the earnings parade continues, Tuesday afternoon, Texas Instruments released earnings. The earnings look good. $1.41 was 8 cents better than the street was expecting. Revenues were stronger than expectations. But there were pretty high expectations for TI, and it's had a good run this year. It certainly bounced off some lows. But the guidance, well, that was another thing. That's a hiccup. We need to talk to the chief financial officer about that, Rafael Lazzardi, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here, David. Thank you.
So let's look back first at the second quarter, because that really was good. And I guess, you know, going into the quarter, nobody had any idea really what to expect with all the tariff talk and everything else.
Yeah, no, we performed well in the quarter. We finished close to $4.5 billion of revenue, 16% growth year on year, 9% growth sequentially. We had both of our major segments growing both year on year and sequentially, deliver good results below the top line. So that went well.
Your chips are used in thousands, I don't know, probably tens of thousands of things. But the automotive business is a big consumer of the chips that you make, and that's been a slowdown. Is that the problem going forward, looking ahead at that business?
So we have five sectors or segments that we look at, end markets, I'm sorry, and industrial is the largest, and that one is in full recovery now. With all sectors, we divide each end market into sectors, so all sectors in that end market now growing. Automotive is not growing yet, it's still recovering, but automotive, the peak in automotive was about a year later than industrial. So it makes sense that its recovery is a little delayed since it peaked a little later. The other thing to take into account is that the cyclical downturn in automotive so far has been pretty shallow. So the correction has been relatively shallow versus what we saw in industrial and in other end markets.
You know, I looked Wednesday morning after it was announced that there was a trade deal, a tariff deal with Japan, and all their automotive stocks were up. I mean, all up double digits, 15, 16, 18%. That includes, you know, Toyota. Does that help your business ultimately if the anticipation is that business gets a shot in the arm from the tariff accord?
Yeah, so from a secular trend standpoint, automotive is a great place to be. There are more and more semiconductors going there, certainly in electric vehicles, but also in hybrids and in gas power vehicles. There's just more and more safety features and bells and whistles and lights and different things that require semiconductors. So we're very excited about that in the long term. In the short term, there are always hiccups here and there. One could speculate that the tariffs was putting a short-term break on customer ordering, just waiting until the uncertainty clears. So we'll see what happens with that.
What about the new U.S. tax legislation that's going in? How does that figure into your company and your earnings?
So that we're very pleased with that legislation. It includes expensing of U.S. R&D and eligible capital expenditures. It includes an increase in the investment tax credit for manufacturing of semiconductor facilities from 25 to 35%. And it also makes permanent what we call the FDII tax benefit, which is a tax benefit for exporting companies.
Is it clear enough that you can quantify that yet?
Not yet. That's why we, in our guidance, we did not incorporate it yet. But we will, by the time we release in October, we'll have that all well understood. But for now, what we said is we're assessing the impact, and we expect, we expect the rate to have a one-time increase in 2025, we expect it to decrease, the tax rate to decrease in 2026 and beyond. And what's most important is that the actual taxes that we pay, so the cash tax rate, if you will, is going to be significantly lower for the next several years.
Well, yeah, so given the slow recovery in automobile and maybe some other sectors, what does that mean for you in construction you have such major construction going on in Sherman right now. I mean, are these plants that you want to bring online as soon as you can, or might you slow down and wait for the demand to show back up again?
So Sherman 1, which is the one that's being qualified right now there, we're moving as soon as fast as possible. The qualification will happen in the second half of the year, and then once that's qualified, we'll be ready to ship for revenue from that factory. And that is primarily an analog factory that's going to support the analog segment. Sherman 2, the shell is complete. So that will be depending, the equipment of that factory will depend on demand. So as demand, as expected demand materializes, we will put more and more equipment in Sherman 1. And as that fills up, eventually we'll put equipment in Sherman 2. Sherman's 3 and 4 are not built yet. So that at some point we will, depending on demand expectations, at some point we'll start building those shells in the future. We also have factories in Utah, Lehi 1 that's being that is qualified already and is ramping, and Lehi 2 is being built right now.
What about employment for 1 in Sherman right now? Have you found enough workers, enough qualified workers to hire?
Yes, we're in good shape there. We have a really good HR team that works on recruiting. We're working closely with the local colleges and universities and technical institutions that train people in technical fields, and we're leveraging our connections and our people in Dallas, right? I mean, many of our engineers would actually prefer to live closer to Sherman and then drive there than to drive to Dallas, so it actually works out very well.
Oh, that's, yeah, given an alternative workspace. So let me ask you one more time about Fab 2. That you've got the shell complete, and but you're not outfitting it until the demand shows up. If memory serves, this is what we went through in Richardson too, is that you were waiting for the demand to show up to kind of fill it out. So how long does it take once you see demand? Is that another year to get the equipment in and get it certified and start manufacturing?
Yeah. Let me clarify something real quick. We don't wait on, if you wait until demand shows up, you're too late.
Okay, so
it's based on demand expectations. So we always try to be ahead of demand.
Right.
A year or so ahead of demand. Now that is based on assessments. It's based on less than perfect information. But generally, we buy ourselves some room there. And to, because if you wait until demand is here, then it's, you never catch up. And then
somebody else gets the business, right?
Yeah, somebody else gets the business. That's a big problem. So that's why we're always ahead of demand on that. And to answer the original question, it takes, it depends on lead times, but some of that equipment at times has 6, 12, 18 month lead time, right? So that's part of the problem. That's why you want to be ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, we look forward to some clarity maybe out there and tariffs and legislation so we can get a better idea of the future. But, boy, the past looked pretty good. Rafael Lazzardi, Chief Financial Officer of Texas Instruments, our guest today. Good to have you with us again. Thank you very much, sir.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Thanks. For more of a conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.